Hey friend, are you feeling a little bit discouraged, a little bit frustrated? Life is maybe not going as planned. You know, the things that you had worked towards or planned for, they're not going the way that you expected. And it feels heavy, right? It feels really heavy. I can totally relate. Been through a few experiences, which I'm going to share on this podcast just recently that, you know, could really take my joy and kick it down, right? Just put me in that place of anxiety or just that deep pit of darkness, right? That I know none of us want to be in. And so we are going to discuss some of these things on the podcast. And so I'm excited that you're here, and I say, hey, grab a pen and paper, write down some of these tips because again, they're going to be super beneficial for you. All right, friend, see you there. Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. Have you ever woke up in the morning with that dark cloud of despair threatening to consume you and you just wish you had someone to talk to? Someone that understood where you are and could maybe encourage you or motivate you on some level? Someone that could give you tools to help you feel better? I've got you covered, my friend. My name is Melanie Borbo, and I have been working with women for the last few years to help them overcome depression and anxiety naturally. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter of the King, and I'm here to help with whole health solutions, strong faith, and motivating mind shifts. So if you are ready to get your happy back, then grab your gratitude journal and let's get ready to spread some sparkle. If you're tired of struggling through the landmines of depression and anxiety, and you want to rise above, you want to feel like yourself again, you want to feel whole again, then let's talk. You can book a free discovery call with me at my website, ditchingdepression.com. And in that discovery call, we can find out if what I do as a coach, depression and anxiety coach, could be a benefit to you, and if it could be a mutual fit for us to work together. So go ahead and book your free call today, and we can work on getting you up and over these dark times that, you know, are not really any fun to be in. Yay! You decided not to give up. Do you know how I know? Because you're on this podcast, and this podcast is designed for overcomers. So just by the sheer fact that you're here shows me that you have a spirit of overcoming in you. And that makes me super happy. I'm so proud of you. So I totally understand when life is hard, when things happen that were not planned or have actually destroyed the plans that we did make. I totally understand that. And, you know, it recently has happened to us as well. About 3 years ago, we moved into this beautiful place. We love it here. We love our home. We have the most amazing yard, right? We just have all kinds of wild animals and birds, and we're just super happy here. However, we knew when we came here that this place was actually for sale. And so, you know, you're always kind of on the edge of your seat, wondering, waiting. But here's the thing. We were just kind of getting in this place of being kind of comfortable that it hadn't sold yet. There was talk of it being sold this fall. And then the gentleman that was going to buy it, he's actually a farmer. This is a property out in the country surrounded by farmland. And the farmer who was going to buy it in the fall said that, you know, I think we're going to wait till next fall to buy it. So our landlord actually, you know, decided, okay, you know what, I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to put it on the market. I'm going to leave it until next fall, which would have been the fall of 2024. And so we were kind of in this place of, okay, we know we have at least a year. And the fact that I had seen this gentleman that wanted to buy this property, I had seen him in town. We live near a small town, so, you know, everyone kind of knows everyone. And I had seen him, and I had, you know, kind of mentioned, I said, so you're going to buy our place. And he said, oh yeah, but don't you worry. He said, I already have a house. Like, I don't need that one. You guys can stay there as long as you want. And I'm like, oh, fantastic. So we'd kind of got into this place of feeling like we are good here, right? We're good. It's good. And the reason we couldn't buy this is because we aren't farmers, right? We don't, and this was, there's a lot of farmland attached to this home and this little acreage thing, right? It was all connected. It wasn't subdivided. So for us, it didn't make sense. We couldn't buy it. We weren't going to buy it. but we loved it so much, right? So that's kind of where we're at. We're kind of feeling a little bit sure of ourselves. Like we're kind of feeling like, oh yeah, this is okay. It's all going to be good. So the other day, our landlord calls us and says, hey, like, you guys home? Yeah, for sure. So he comes in and proceeds to tell us that this place has sold and the closing date is April 30th. If you're listening to this, that's about a month away. And I was just, and I'm just like, oh, you know, who bought it? And so he tells me who buys it. And I'm like, oh, good. And he said, no. He said his son, who is also farms with his dad, wants to move to this place once his house in another town sells. He's going to come here and, you know, be closer to the farm, closer to his dad, that kind of thing. And I was just like, oh, it's like you just kind of get punched in the stomach, right? I just was like, no, that's not how this is supposed to go. Like, I thought we kind of had this figured out. Anyway, I mean, our landlord is fantastic and he's been so good to us and so kind to us. And so he was concerned about me because he says, and I've been telling everybody the story, is that he kind of said, okay, so the funny thing about answered prayers is that, you know, I'm praying for it to sell. You guys are praying for it not to sell. So he said, I've held off as long as I can, but you know, I'm going to, this is how this is going to go. And he was really, you know, compassionate because he knew how much I loved it here. And so anyway, he's kind of watching me, I guess, to see my reaction. And I'm an emotional person. I'll cry easy. I laugh easy and I cry easy. And so then all of a sudden the tears start coming and I could just see he's just, you know, he's wrestling in himself. And I'm like, no, we knew that this place was for sale and that I had to be prepared for this. Right. So don't feel guilty. Don't feel anything, but whatever, God will figure this out for us. I believe that God brought us to this place in the first place. God brought us here, and so God will provide for us another place. So anyway, he leaves, and I'm emotional that whole day. I'm just emotional because we truly, truly love it here, and we've had so many good memories here. And anyway, so that night, I'm just feeling agitated. I'm just feeling emotional, like I mentioned, but I go to bed that night, and I'm just praying, like, Lord, you know, make me be okay with it. If this is your will, then make me be okay with it, right? And so in the morning, I'm in deep Bible study with the Lord, and I'm in, you know, devotions with the Lord, and just getting him to change my heart or to change the circumstances, whatever the case may be. Usually it's changing our heart. Usually the circumstances don't change. Not always. And so what I want to talk to you about today is three simple steps to avoid that anxiety, because I was going into a place all of a sudden, like that night, I was starting to freak out about where we were going to live, where we were going to find a place that was as beautiful as this, where we were going to, you know, what about work? And are we going to be close to work? Are we going to be close to our family? Like all of these things, right? I was really moving into this place of being anxious and I didn't sleep well that night and like all kinds of stuff. So that's why I took it back to God in the morning, because sometimes we have to wrestle with the Lord, right? So what are my tips? What did I do in this instance? Because the next day I had peace. I had peace and I was calm. The circumstances did not change and they may still not change. Like, obviously this is how this is going to go. We get to stay here until his place sells. But I mean, that could take a month. That could take a year, right? Who knows? And so now we're living even on more borrowed time kind of, but I have peace in it. And what did I do? How did I get peace in that turmoil, in that, you know, just that circumstance that I had no control over? So the first thing that I do and that I would recommend is to pause and breathe. So instead of reacting in a negative way, instead of, you know, freaking out or saying something to someone from an emotional place, it's better to just take a pause. Don't say anything. Don't react. Take a deep breath. And what that's going to do, that's going to just start your brain. That's just going to get your brain to stop going down that path for a second. Just that little break just causes your brain to go, oh, wait, right? So from that place, now we can respond to the circumstance or the situation from a place of wisdom, right? We can respond instead of react. And that's always better. It's always better to respond as opposed to reacting, because reacting, like I say, is very emotional and it's very emotion driven. And so sometimes in that space, when we are like, you know, really anxious, or we're really freaking out, or we're angry, or we're whatever, we can say things that we might not have otherwise said. And that usually causes way more trouble and way more pain than what we actually needed to experience. So the first thing would be to pause and breathe. The next thing I'm going to say is to lean on the Lord. Now, if you've never done that, if you've never leaned on the Lord, I got to tell you, it is the fastest way to get out of an anxiety attack. Absolutely the fastest way. And there's a couple of scriptures that I want to read for you. So Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And the other one that I want to share with you is John 14, 27. And it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So I wanted to share those with you because, and I would highly recommend writing them down. If you just go to your Bible, and if you don't have a Bible, then just look it up, Google it, look it up online. So Philippians 4 verse 6 and 7 and John verse 14 verse 27. And I would, if you're prone to anxiety attacks or, you know, like lots and lots of stress or something, I would write those down and I would put them somewhere where you can see them over and over and over again. Put them on your bathroom mirror, put them on your fridge, put them on as a wallpaper on your phone. Because to me, when we're in the midst of anxiety or stress on some level, and we can just take that pause and then we can lean on the Lord and call out, "Lord, I need you to help me through this. I need you to guide me. I need you to help me to not react, or I need you," whatever it is, but call on him, because he gives us free will. That means he's not going to barge in and just take control. He's waiting for you and me to invite him in. So I could have sat with anxiety for days about this, right? I still find myself going into a place like all of a sudden it's like, okay, but where are we going to live? Like, what are we going to do? And then I'm just like, no. Just, I have to trust the Lord. This is bigger than us. He will guide us where we're supposed to go, what we're supposed to do. And so in the meantime, we just sit and wait and trust. So that's what I mean is to have something to go to quickly when that anxiety kicks in. Because here's the thing, the devil and all of his little minions, I like to call them, which was a third of the angels from heaven that fell with Satan, they are just itching to give us anxiety. They're itching to make us angry, to get us to do things that we shouldn't do. And so when we can take that pause and breathe and know that we're going to lean on the Lord, those minions and that devil has no power over us. Do you understand how powerful it is to have those scriptures up and to pray to God to ask for the help and the guidance that we need? Now, the third one that I want to really stress is to be grateful. Many times in life, life is terrible. We can find a million things that we hate about our life. We can find a million reasons why we can be justified in our anger, anxiety, like in our bad attitude, right? We can be justified because they should have done that, and they should have done that, and that should have happened, and I'm entitled to that, right? Come on, you know that I'm telling you the truth, because I'm sure we all go there. I definitely go there. But you know what I've learned is that when we can truly be grateful, and I tell my clients when I coach them that they need to practice gratitude by writing at least three things down a day that they're grateful for. And in the beginning, gratitude is a muscle. It's something that we have to strengthen. It doesn't just come naturally to most people. Some people are naturally grateful, which is awesome. But for the majority of us, it is something that we've had to pour into. We've had to, you know, train our mind to do. is to find the thing that we're grateful for. And I did. I had to train myself many, many, many years ago. I had to train myself to start to be more grateful and to speak life over my circumstances, not death. And I'll do another podcast on that, about that, the whole speaking thing, because it's really important. But this is the first step. When you can start to be grateful, even in a bad circumstance, right? Okay, so now that may sound totally crazy to you, but here, just roll with me for a second. So in the case of this house sale and us having to find a new place to live, I could be really, really bitter, right? I could be really bitter. I could be grumpy. I could be super stressed. But as soon as I started practicing gratitude, which my husband and I have done ever since we moved in here, every day we're thanking the Lord for the home that we love so much. We're thanking the Lord for the birds and the rabbits and the deer that walk through our yard. We're thanking the Lord for being able to have friends come over and spend wonderful time with friends and family. And so even in this circumstance that I can't change, and that may not look any different, we may have to move. I keep saying, you see that? I keep saying we may have to move. But I mean, the reality is highly, highly probable that we are going to have to move. But even in that experience and that situation, I can find something to be grateful for. And I just choose. I keep going back to our landlord, and I'm so grateful to him. I'm so grateful how he's been so kind to us and so good to us. So I focus on that. I'm so grateful that we got to have another big family function here this weekend, which was a fantastic time. We had a blast. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that we have time. You know, we have a little bit of time before we actually have to pack up and move. I'm grateful. So do you see the difference? I could be the other. I could be the opposite. I could be moaning and whining and complaining. And what's that going to do for me? That's not going to make me have peace. It's not going to give me joy. It's not going to make other people want to be near me, right? And all of a sudden, then I spiral into this, the pit of darkness. Or I can choose to be grateful for the simplest things, right? And in that exercise of being, of practicing gratitude and being grateful, now I'm looking for things that are positive. I'm looking for things that are going to uplift me instead of tear me down. And I'm speaking those things over my life, my home, my family, my marriage. I'm speaking those things over it just simply by being grateful. So that's kind of what I have. Those are the tips, you know, that I think in this circumstance that were the quickest ones for me to get out of that place and move into a good space of having peace and to just trust the process, trust how that it's all going to go the way that it's meant to go. Doesn't mean it's going to work out in my favor. Doesn't mean that it's going to be perfect. It just means it's going to go the way that I know God plans for it to go. And for me, if I'm in God's will, then I'm happy, right? I'm happy, whatever, because I always know that God's will is better than my plans 100-fold. So even if it doesn't look the way that we want it to look, we can be grateful and we can rest in the promises of God and we can have peace knowing that he has our best interest at heart. More than anyone else ever, he has our best interest at heart. So I pray that this really, truly blesses you and that it helps you to just look at your situation a little bit differently. And just remember, if you want to just look into the fact to see that maybe we could work together and that I could help you, coach you through this stuff with different exercises and accountability and plans. Sometimes we need a plan in order to move forward. And it's hard sometimes to make that plan on our own when we are in the deep, dark pit of despair. So like I say, go to ditchingdepression.com and book your free call today. And we will see what God has in store for us. All right. Take care, my friend. God bless. Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.